The plaintiff, UW Eau Claire resident assistant Lance Steiger, claims it's unconstitutional to prohibit him from holding Bible studies in his room provided by the university or anywhere else in his dorm. On the day before the lawsuit was filed, the interim chancellor suspended the ban, noting that it wasn't in writing. But as of today, spokesperson Mike Rindo says UW Eau Claire still has not been notified of a lawsuit. Rindo says UWEC still stands behind the suspended policy.
Every large organization, whether it's a university or otherwise, has some practices that are not in writing but are considered to be in place. And in this case, the practice has been longstanding. It has been communicated verbally to RAs during their training and their orientation. And it was also included in a PowerPoint presentation this past year.
The RAs that we've talked to, nobody had ever heard of this policy up until fairly recently.
Greg Lukianoff is director of legal and public advocacy for the group Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, or FIRE. It gets involved in free speech issues around the country.
And that's one of the things that is interesting about this policy that they're claiming is longstanding and important. Well, if it's longstanding and important policy, then why hasn't it been actually put into the official policies of the university?
UW System Legal Counsel Patricia Brady said in a letter to FIRE that dorm rooms serve as offices, and RAs are required to be on call when they're in the dormitory. Brady says the prohibition on dorm activities is not limited to Bible studies, but also to political and sales events. But Lukianoff says UW Eau Claire courted the lawsuit because its policy is both legally and morally wrong.
They should be allowed to have private time. They should be allowed to have private space during that private time. And the fact that they're on call under certain circumstances does not mean that they should give up any private religious life that they might want to have in their own dorm rooms. I think that if they actually allow that, they'll be surprised at how little trouble will actually be generated.
Wisconsin Public Radio was unable to reach RA Lance Steiger. System President Kevin Riley has formed a committee to make recommendations by January 9th. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.